A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Samachay, Baba Basra 165a, pagination is 329. We'll start on the facing page, the last four lines, continuing with a concept that was introduced in yesterday's session. We found that Rebbe instructed that both criticism and compliments could be Lashon Hara, and we were introduced to a concept that we will see is called Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, something that could cause Lashon Hara, and that is that if you speak positively about somebody in a public forum in a way that your compliments will cause other people to raise criticism, to provide balance, authentic balance about our perception of the person. So that which instigated Lashon Hara is also forbidden. Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav. Rav Amram said in the name of Rav, Shalosh Averos ein Adam Nitzo Mehem Bechol Yom, the three Averos that a person virtually cannot be saved from every day. These are hazards of life. Number one, Hirur Avera, thoughts of Avera, which is a remarkable concept. The concept of a tzaddik is not that he doesn't have thoughts of Avera, it's what he does with those thoughts. Just like we talk about on the topic of jealousy, that the Torah says that you're not allowed to be jealous of somebody else. What should I do if I am? The answer is, work on yourself. And what do you do when you have that thought of jealousy? What do you do? Do you develop it, allowing it to blossom? Or do you address it and recognize, as this forum described, that what the other person has was assigned to him or her, and what you have was assigned to you? If you want more, turn to Hashem and Davin. But there's no reason to be jealous of somebody else. Similarly, with all thoughts of Avera, you have the thought, you have the consideration. Okay, what do you do now? And that's Avodas HaChayim, the job of life. But Hirur Avera is something that a person is not immune to. Presumably, as a person rises in spiritual stature, the hirhurim that they have, the thoughts and considerations that they have, might be on a more lofty level. But nevertheless, the fact that a fleeting thought goes through a person's mind is the challenge of life. That's not something that we can guarantee to be saved from. The iyun tefillah and analysis of prayer, something that we'll have to explore in a moment. V'lashon hara, and the third thing that a person cannot be, virtually can't be saved from every day, is lashon hara. Lashon hara sakadaitach. Do you really think that lashon hara is impossible to be saved from? It's a blatant avera. You should be able to save yourself from it. Ela, says the Gemara on today's daf, avak lashon hara. It's talking about the dust of lashon hara, which is what links us to the previous Gemara, that saying a person's compliments in public could lead to criticism, and therefore it's leading to lashon hara, it's introducing lashon hara, and it's also forbidden. The Chafetz Chaim explores this in Klal Tes, the ninth section of Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and we, in our Shmiras HaLashon project posted online, explore it in sessions 70 and 71. Rashbam on the top line gives an example of Avak Lashon Hara, He says, Kigon de Amri, they say, Nura be planya. You can find fire in a certain person's house. And the question is, what does he really mean by that? Does he mean that they're hospitable? Does he mean that they're always eating? And it was meant negatively. What does it mean? It's like a hook for future conversation. So that's considered avak lashon hara. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav, rov begezel. Most people get involved in some level of theft. Rashbam explains, it's very hard to make an honest living and to make sure that nothing that you have is ill-gotten gain. Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv or Rashaz on Parshas Vayishlach, where Yaakov goes back for the small jugs, writes that the reason that Chazal tell us that tzaddikim view their money so conscientiously, it's chaviv to them, it's dear to them, their assets, is because to make an honest dollar, so to speak, is very hard for them, because they always have to flee from anything that's related to some sort of taking advantage of somebody else, some sort of gezel. And therefore, when they finally make some honest money, it's chaviv lahem. It's very dear to them. So the Gemara says, rov begezel. Most people get stuck with some level of theft. Umiut ba'arayos. Very few people are involved in immoral relations. Basically, we consider people kisherim. V'hakol b'lashon hara. But everybody gets sucked in to lashon hara. Asks the Gemara, as we did before, b'lashon hara sakadaitach, do you really mean straightforward lashon hara? A person should be able to protect himself from such an open avera. And the Gemara answers, you're right, a person could protect himself from regular, straightforward lashon hara, but we're talking about ela avak lashon hara when we say that everybody is involved in avak lashon hara, the dust of lashon hara, things that are triggers, that are hooks to end up in lashon hara. That's really hard to avoid. Every time you talk, you have to think, should this be avoided because of where it would lead or imply the conversation to go? We said that we would go back to the topic of Iyun Tefillah, one of the three that's listed, that a person virtually can't protect themselves on a daily basis. So Rashbam tells us that this refers to, it's on the bottom line, Yesh Mefarshim Shala'acha Shehispalal, a person when he's done davening thinks that he davened so well that he's deserving that Hashem should fulfill his request. Tosfos brings that things that bring lidei ke'ev leiv, to a lot of pain, to disappointment, hamaskirim avonosav shal adam, they activate the sins of a person. One of them is iyun tefillah, analyzing their davening afterwards and feeling that they're justified in having expectation of fulfillment. And by way of analogy, I think what's causing the problem here, I remember in high school, a certain young man came over to the Rosh Yeshiva and asked him during a snowstorm to cancel school. We were already in school, and he wanted early dismissal. And he said to the Rosh Yeshiva, do me a favor, cancel school. And I remember the Rosh Yeshiva's response was, I have done you many favors. And perhaps that's this concept that a person thinks, I daven so well, I'm deserving of my prayer to be answered. Are you? Really? Are you? How many freebies have we given you already? It's not a good attitude. What should a person's attitude be? At the conclusion of heartfelt prayer, which is what we're describing, so heartfelt that he feels deserving, his attitude should be, I was glad to communicate with you. Similar to a heartfelt conversation with a spouse, it's not all manipulative, now I'm going to get my way. It's, I'm glad we discussed this. And this is true especially when dealing with Hashem, because Hashem loves you so much. And we have an expression, Gamzu Letova, this too must be for the good, because Hashem sees the full picture and has a plan. For a person to be so sure of himself, I prayed well, so give me, is odd and considered a problem. Tosfos objects to this approach, and he says that most people do not have such great kavana in their davening that they should have such an expectation. Presumably, Tosfos agrees that it's a problem to think like this, but he says that it's not an example of ein adam nitzal mehem, no one can be saved from it. Most people don't even enter that level of kavana to have the discussion. And therefore, Tosfos says, it's not going about analysis after the prayer, it's going about kavana during the prayer. And he says that Iyun Tefillah is She'ein Shum Adam Yochel Lechaven B'Tefillah So Heitev. There's no one that can have such great Tefillah, that kavana in Tefillah, that they could say, I really did it perfectly, I really did it right. And that's what we're referring to, that it's so hard, it's virtually impossible to talk to Hashem the entire prayer service with proper intent. Implied here is apparently that we go ahead and we pray, even though it's not perfect. Indeed, this is found in a tshuva, Igros Moshe Orachayim Gimel Zayin, where Reb Moshe was asked if a person finds that if they daven privately without a minyan, they could have kavana better, and with the tzibur, they don't have quite as good kavana. Which one should they do? And Reb Moshe says that as long as you can have basic kavana, basic mandatory kavana in the minyan, then you should daven with the minyan. And this goes back to this concept that we recognize that some of our prayer is going to be by rote. Unfortunately, as we're communicating with Hashem, it's somewhat of a rehearsed speech. There are reasons for that. It enables us, when we do have kavana, to reach very deep levels of intent, because we're not groping for words at the same time. But nevertheless, there's a recognition that there's some things that really are hard to totally avoid. Again, hirur aveira, thoughts of aveira that fleet through our minds, ve'iyun tefila, proper kavana in prayer, ve'lashon hara, and to avoid even avak lashon hara. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.